This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. We end our program, inshallah, with a dua. The dua that we've chosen for you tonight is a dua which the Prophet ﷺ told us about. And he told us that this was the dua of Dawood alayhi salam. We learn many things from Dawood alayhi salam, and this is one of those things that the Prophet ﷺ has passed on to us. And this dua is also a very beautiful dua, because it is asking to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's asking about the closeness of Allah. How do we attain His love? And so the dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba kulli amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min mali wa ahli wa nafsi wa min al-ma'i al-barid. O Allah, I ask you your love. Grant me your love. Allahu Akbar. If Allah loves you, what else can you ask for? If Allah loves you, He will give you whatever you want. You remember the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my slave does not draw close to me with anything more than what is beloved to me than what I have made obligatory on him. My slave does not draw closer to me with anything more beloved to me than that which I have obliged him to do, and my slave continues to draw close to me until I, with the extra deeds, with the nawafil, until I love him. But if I love him, I will be his sight with which he sees. I will be his hearing with which he hears. I will be his hand with which he strikes. I will be his foot with which he walks. And if he were to ask me, I would give him. If he were to seek refuge of me, I would give him refuge. Allahu Akbar. This is the prize of getting the pure love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are seeking Allah's love. How do you seek Allah's love? By being genuine, by being sincere, by really wanting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward and anticipating Him. And not only that, but we're asking, Dawood taught us to ask for the love of Allah and the love of all who love Allah. وَحُبَّ مَن يُحِبُّ. Because those people who love Allah are great people, isn't it? Those people who want to be close to Allah, they must be great people, okay? Those people who are genuine as well. So we want your love, we want those love, and we want the love of every action that's gonna bring us closer to your love. So make those good things close to us. And that's why in the Quran Allah says, وَحَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. He made beloved to you al-Iman, and He decorated it to you in your hearts. So that's a great opportunity as well, isn't it? So good actions, every action that's gonna bring us closer to your love. And then he says, O Allah, make your love, meaning anticipating your love, more beloved to me than myself, my family, my wealth, and even from the cold water. It's a very, you know, specific thing to say, but it's, you know, subhanAllah, if you want to reflect on that, you probably find lots of reasons why he said that. But no doubt for a person who is thirsty, this person who is, you know, in the hot desert, what does a cold water do? And subhanAllah, here at this time, probably cold water wasn't even the water that we know is cold. You know, cold water, now we know with all the ice and all the trimmings that they say. but at that time, the cold water was basically water that was maybe cooled with the different mechanisms that they have, like these. They had these special containers like made out of clay and so on. Anyway, the point being is that even the most specific things, you know, this very specific, the cold water, make your love more beloved to me, even those more specific things that we all anticipate, we all desire as well. So it's a beautiful dua. It's seeking Allah, seeking His love, and trying to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to memorize that and also use it in amongst the many du'as that you have learnt, inshallah ta'ala.